With Michigan Radio News, I'm Gabriella Emanuel. There's a civil rights debate brewing in Michigan. It's about whether schools have too much civil rights education or too little. This controversy has prompted the State Board of Education to put off a vote on new social studies standards. It goes back to 2014, when the Southern Poverty Law Center gave each state a report card. How good are you at civil rights education? South Carolina, Louisiana, Georgia, they got A's. Michigan?
So Michigan got an F.
It's about 8 p.m., and Greg Dion is in the library at Salem High School in Canton. He's from the Department of Education, and right now he's explaining that failing grade to parents and teachers.
They looked at these components that are on the screen here.
Basically, the F is because Michigan doesn't require civil rights education until high school. And even then, that was deemed superficial. Plus, teachers aren't given any help with things like civil rights lesson plans. So Dion and his team spent over a year reworking the state's social studies standards. Now they've taken it on the road to sell it. But many of the parents sitting in this school library are not buying it. Tamara Carlone from Novi is one of them.
Civil liberties are great. My kids learn it in church, but they have no idea who the founding fathers are, what the U.S. Constitution says, which is what they need to know to keep America great.
And I encourage you to please share any feedback you have on the standards related to this. Those are things that we want to hear.
This meeting is tense. There are interruptions and frustrations, and most of the parents here want less civil rights education. But Corey Carr, standing to the side, disagrees. She says her kids don't get enough civil rights education.
They can handle reality, and that's what we should be exposing them to.
Here's the funny thing. The proposed civil rights standards and the existing ones are pretty much the same. Almost nothing has changed. What's happened here is that a vocal group of parents and Republican politicians have used these updated standards as an opportunity to discuss things more broadly. Among other concerns, they are worried about a pro-Islamic sentiment and about promoting socialism and communism in Michigan schools. So I thought we should go to a school and see what students think about their civil rights education. At Lakeview High School in Battle Creek, kids are rushing to class. Classroom 206 is Mr. Durham's.
So we have a lot to do today.
Scott Durham teaches government and history. He also served on a committee that updated the standards, and he happens to be the past chairman of the Calhoun County Republican Party. He's already teaching a class that explores inequality and empowerment. Today's topic, race.
Women of color, come and grab your board.
He divides the students into groups based on gender and race, and each group comes up with questions.
Do you think teachers treat you differently because of your race?
Do you fear a relationship with a black man?
Why are you quicker to touch a woman of color more than any other race?
Do you think it's weird when white people rap?
Do you hold us accountable for slavery and why?
Good work.
Each student I spoke to said this was the first time they'd talked about these issues in school. But they did not agree on whether there should be more civil rights education. Connor Caswell is a senior and he's white. He says he's gotten a decent education in civil rights.
Since eighth grade, our teachers were very upfront about it. They even tell us that some of our founding fathers held slaves.
But Javion Settles shakes his head. He's a junior and African American. In his experience, teachers barely talk about things like slavery. His solution? Make civil rights education mandatory.
If it's a requirement, then everybody's going to have to take it whether you're comfortable with it or not.
Roger Williams, a senior, is quick to remind them that this isn't just a matter of teaching civil rights history. He says as an African American, these issues are part of his daily life at school.
Some teachers won't even acknowledge us or look at us or talk to us.
The controversy over Michigan's social studies standards has delayed the effort to update them. But Michigan's Department of Education says it's partnering with African American, Native American, Asian, Hispanic, and Arab communities to create civil rights lesson plans. The hope is that this will make it easier for teachers who want to teach civil rights, regardless of whether it's required. I'm Gabriella Emanuel, Michigan Radio News.